Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA Part 2, Faculty of Social Science. Now, next character is Mabel of Loyalties. The noblest character. Mabel is the noblest character in the play. She is the wife of Captain Ronald Dancy. She is a pretty young woman with bobbed hair. She has just married Dancy. Their marriage has surprised all his friends as he has left the army and is not in very good circumstances at present. There is no hint that he has married her for her money. We are told nothing about her parentage and other circumstances in life. Obviously, he has married her because he has been captivated by the god goodness and charm. She loves Dancy passionately and has fallen under the spell of a personality which has a halo of glory and adventure about it. Lady Adela calls her a nice child, a awful con on him. Like her husband, she is also sorry to hear that Rosemary, which Dancy had given to Delevis for nothing, had brought Delevis a pretty high sum of money. Her words, "Oh, Ronnie, what bad luck," prove of greater prophetic significance than she realizes. She is kept in the dark. Dancy does not take her into his confidence regarding his earlier relations with Ricardo's daughter or about his theft. He does not inform her about what happened at the club and how he was openly accused of theft. She is shocked to learn of the ugly incident for the first time from Margaret, who, apprehending developments, has come to prepare Mabel for all eventualities. From Margaret, she also learns about the true character of the man she was married. Evidently, it was a marriage contracted after love at first sight, because Mabel has had no opportunity to knowing Dancy as he really is. She has no idea that he is She has no idea that he is a man of desperate character and of impulsive temperament. Naturally, she flares up on hearing of the accusation against her husband, and when she is told that Dancy may have to take recourse to legal proceedings against Delevis like an innocent child, she inquires if that will set matters right and her husband will be exonerated from all blames. A devoted wife. The conversation between Mabel and Margaret reveals the character of the former. She says, "I hate half-hearted friends. Loyalty comes before everything. This is the principle of her life, and as the story reveals, it will unfortunately prove the greatest misfortune of her life. All her thoughts and actions are guided by this one principle, and so we find in her the idea of wifely devotion and loyalty attaining a sublime height. Perhaps such an unquestioning devotion in these days, when the quality of the sexes is an accepted principle in life, may make a young woman the laughing stock in society, more especially when the husband is deceiving her at every step. She, however, has no thought of herself. When Margaret tells her, "Everybody is very sorry for you," she, without a moment's thought, replies, "It's for him they ought." She would kill anybody who believes that Delevis' accusation of her husband is right. When then she complains of having been kept in the dark about the serious affair, but she easily believes him when he assures her that he wanted to see Delevis first before speaking to her about it. Due to his guilty conscience, he proposes that they should run away to Nairobi, but Mabel, believing firmly in his innocence, refuses to entertain such a proposal lest people should think that he has run away because he had committed a theft. She does not know that her turning down this proposal will ultimately prove fatal to him. When Delevis comes in, she pleads with him to withdraw the charge, but now it is too late for him to entertain any such ideas because Dancy has insulted his race. He tries to create a doubt in her mind about Dancy's integrity, but without any success. She believes in her husband's implicity. When Dancy and Delavis fall out in her presence, she retrains the former from using physical force. But the critical moment comes when she asks Dancy if he did feel he deceived her, and immediately she feels sorry for having asked such a question, and she says, "If I cannot believe in you, who can? Ronnie, if all the world I had believed in you, you know I would." And she does and proves that her loyalty is above everything else. Her eternal love. Her love for her husband does not alter with the alteration in circumstances. She is pained when she finds that her husband is openly accused of theft in the court of law. The proceedings in the court try her patience. She desires that the whole thing may come to and end soon, but as clouds gather and fate is on the march against Dancy, she is left more and more in the dark. But a time comes when Dancy cannot keep the whole thing a secret any longer. When the stolen notes are recovered and they give a clue to the real thief, Dancy does not repent for what he has done. He must tell his wife everything and then do something deceive. He blames her for not agreeing to go to Nairobi 3 months back. She naturally complains that he kept her in the dark about everything. If he had told her the truth, we are sure things would have turned up differently. He thinks that her love will falter or waver after this unfortunate turn of events. It does not. She clings to him all the more and promises to wait for him if he is sent to jail. She advises him to run away to Spain as advised by Tuesday and Canning. She assures him that she will join him soon. His efforts to seek her love are in vain. "Whatever happens, I will go on loving you," says she. Dancy thinks that it is not in human nature, but she tells him that it is in her nature. She confronts the inspector who has come to arrest Dancy with cool courage and pleads with him with a woman's heart that her husband may be given a little time, not knowing what she wants the time for. She is a pathetic figure at that time, but all is soon over. Dancy has sought himself, and we find Mabel lying fainted in spite of all that her husband had done. She keeps on loving him right up to his end. Noblest loyalty of all kinds of loyalties exemplified in this play. Mabel's is the noblest because it is selfless and inspired by the pure spirit of self-sacrifice. Her forgiving and affectionate devotion does not falter for a moment. The thought of Mabel must have given pain to Dancy when he was committing suicide, and he referred to her in his last letter to Calford. At the same time, his consciousness of his unworthiness to have a wife like her must have given him strength to quit the world. He could have faced society, but not a woman like Mabel. No. Mabel, one blinded by love and inspired by wifely devotion, could see no fault in him at all. We are reminded of the words of Brutus when he was speaking about his wife Portia. "Oh, ye gods, render me worthy of this noble wife." Dancy was absolutely unworthy of Mabel. If Dancy had confessed everything to her before it was too late, she would have managed things easily, and if he had remained under her influence for some time, more the desperate brute in him would have been driven out, and he would have become a decent gentleman. Dancy dies, and it is good for him, but poor Mabel suffers much more than he, because she is left desolate and worse than dead. Everybody feels sympathy for her, even D. Lewis and the inspector. She remains a martyr to her unflinching loyalty to her husband. Thank you. This is the end of Character Mabel.